It's Tuesday, and it's time. Me and my sister are 7 years apart, so this is the question. How many years apart were Isaac and Ishmael? Know your word, because I don't have time.
Happy Thanksgiving!
From our family to yours, we want to welcome you to a special Outlet at Home Thanksgiving celebration with family and friends.
Yes, we've got a special treat today, don't we?
We sure do. And that is, we have five of our outlet communicators that are going to be bringing the word this Thanksgiving weekend. It just blesses our heart to know that as we're taking some much needed rest, that we're able to trust our pulpit into the hands of capable, powerful, anointed, dynamic speakers. So we want you to open up your heart to receive what God has for you today.
Yes, and get your notebooks out. I think they're going to be good nuggets. They only got 7 minutes, but y'all, they power packed it in those 7 minutes, so it's going to be really good.
So make sure you like, subscribe, share. Let everybody know this is going to be a great weekend, and we'll see you when they're done. God bless.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Whenever you all are watching this broadcast, definitely thank you so much for tuning in. But now we're on demand, so want to definitely welcome you to watching the Outlet community. I'm Diana King. I'm the executive director of the Outlet community. I have the honor of being the executive director and supporting the church in many facets. Definitely first want to give honor to my husband Brian for his love and support, my son Bryce for always making me laugh every day and his smile, and then definitely to Pastor Vince and Pastor Ashley for just allowing me the opportunity to share my heart with you. So I want to first start off with the verse that I'll be focusing on for my message, and it is Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 through 13. And this is out of the Amplified Bible, because the Amplified really breaks down both of these verses. I know how to get along and live humbly in difficult times, and I also know how to enjoy abundance and live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing life, especially in 2020. Whether well-fed or going hungry, whether having an abundance or being in need, I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. So my message for today is titled, The Truth About Trust. I want to start off first with an example of a time where I really had to trust God. This was when I had just graduated college. The economy was kind of like it is now, not so great. And I had two jobs. So I had a full-time job where I worked 5 days. And then, of course, if you know me, I try to be very productive with my time. And so in order to accomplish the goals that I had at that time, I needed to pick up a second job. And so I did that. So my two off days, I worked a part-time job. And I did this for roughly a year, maybe a little over a year. So when a year came, I received a wonderful opportunity at my full-time job, and God basically told me, hey, you've done your season of working 7 days a week to accomplish your goals. Now it's time to, you know, completely put your trust in me and just know that this opportunity that you are going into at your full-time job will be the start of your career, your professional career. So just completely trust me. And so I decided to do that. So I stopped my part-time job, no longer working 7 days a week, and I went ahead and focused on my full-time job. And another reason God told me to trust Him in this aspect is because that opportunity required more focus from me, more of my energy, and then in some regards, more of my time. And therefore, the part-time job working those 2 days that I had off wouldn't allow me to fully give a 100% professionally into my career on where I wanted to go in my career, wouldn't allow me to give 100% to those things. And so it's crazy because, you know, the enemy really tries to attack you when it's difficult to trust God, right? So I had gotten to the habit working 7 days a week, working 5 days at my full-time, two days at my part-time job. And so he always comes in when it is difficult to trust God, not when it's easy, right? So when God asks you to do something or it's just whatever he's asking you to do, it is very easy. The enemy doesn't come in at that time. Satan decides to wait until it is hard to trust God and difficult, especially if you are kind of closing one chapter of your life and going into another chapter of your life where you really have to put all of your trust in him. That's when Satan tries to attack. And what's also crazy is he attacks where we don't expect him to attack, right? So we think he's going to attack like our emotions or our actions or our words, but he attacks in the smallest way, but it affects everything that we do. And many times he will attack starting in our thoughts, right? Because our thoughts therefore control our words, and our words therefore control our actions. And the Bible says that our tongue is the most powerful part of our body. So therefore, if the enemy is controlling our thoughts, then he's controlling our words, and then what we're speaking therefore becomes life. And the Bible also states in John 10:10 that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's exactly why the word tells us to use and read the word on a daily basis so that we can renew our mind, because he's always attacking and never wants us to trust God. And so there has been a song that has really been ministering to me really every day. It's like my anthem right now. So you should see me when I'm in the car, and I know my son is like, oh, not this song again. But and we're gonna play it for you in a little bit, but it's You by Corinne Hawthorne. And if you just listen to the words of that song, it truly is the heart of God, how God sees us, how he views us, and how he feels about us. And therefore, she also goes into how we should respond to what God thinks of us. So I'm gonna break down just a couple of the verses that I want you to really pay attention to when you listen to the song. So Corinne tells us, don't you let the struggle paralyze your dreams. I had to realize the warrior in me. And mind you, this song is perfect for 2020. I may fall down 10 times, but I hold to the promise that I can do all things. So those four verses simply right there is what we stated earlier in Philippians, chapter 4, verses 12 through 13. And then it also touches on, it's similar to Proverbs 24:16. The Bible says I may fall 7 times. Corinne says I may fall 10 times. And in reality, we may fall 20 times, but trusting in God, we can get up every time as if we had never fallen. And then in the song, she goes on to say, you can make it, you can take it. Don't let nothing get in your way. You was made for it, serve for it, and pray for it. So that's what I would like to leave you today with, that song that has really encouraged and motivated me. And I hope that it inspires and motivates you.
Started from the bottom, from the gray concrete. Rose breaking through the trouble around me. Looking for the water that will grow my seed. Always knew God had a bigger plan for me. Cause it don't mean nothing, don't care where you've been. All that matters is you keep pushing. It ain't nothing too hard, you can do all things. Nothing in my way, I keep striving. Don't you let the struggle paralyze your dreams. I had to realize the warrior in me. I may fall down 10 times, but I hold to the promise that I can do all things. So
because you're broken doesn't mean you won't change.
Hello, my name is Matt Sanders, Director of Operations here at the Outlet Community Center. Today I want to talk to you about the different forms of stress, good stress versus bad stress. Throughout this year, we've had a total mindset shift on the way we approach our daily lives. With the upcoming holiday season, we're going to experience a number of levels of anxiety. And today I want to ask you, how will you categorize your daily thoughts? Will that be good stress versus bad stress? Today, I want to challenge you to focus on being intentional on appreciating the good stress in our daily lives and don't be concerned with the next task. Me personally, I've had to experience a number of different levels of stress, good and bad, throughout the past year. New career, new family, new home. But with that, I've turned to focus on appreciating God's grace throughout all of those journeys. How are we categorizing our stress and our tasks? Stress can be defined as physical, chemical, or an emotional factor that causes bodily or mental tension and may be a factor in disease causation. However, task can be defined as usually an assigned piece of work, often to be finished within a certain time. Now, how do we balance those things in our life? This is where we turn to our scripture. We've all heard this scripture a number of different times. Matthew 6:33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. But this verse right here, this is one that truly blessed me during these times. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's troubles is enough for today. Everyone, I just want to challenge you and uplift and motivate and encourage you on not being concerned about the next task or the next thing on that to-do list, which is could be very long and daunting during this time of year. I want you to focus on God's grace on helping you get through this particular journey on today. And we will focus on, as the word said, today's trouble is enough for today. And we will worry about tomorrow when tomorrow comes. You stress, or what can be called good stress, drives you to achieve better things. Me personally, my wife and I, we've been married for 5 years. We have a 2-year-old daughter. We have a new home we've just moved in recently within the past 2 years. If anybody knows, that to-do list can get very long. But we've, as a family, have decided, what are we going to focus on today? And appreciating that moment for today has increased our faith in God's grace to guide us and show us what can be done for today and live in that moment for today. There may be young families out there who may be going through the same thing, new careers, new homes, new families. I want to encourage and motivate you. Stay focused in today and focus on God's grace for today and tomorrow's trouble. We'll worry about that during that time. But I just want to encourage you. We're going to make it. You are capable, and God's grace is sufficient on a daily basis. So today, I want to just leave you with this word. Not if, but when. When you have those moments of stress, keep in mind that today's word are enough and focus on God's grace to get you to that next day. I hope this word has encouraged and uplifted you. God bless.
Hello, my name is Joanne Trammell. I am here today to bring you an encouraging word. That's what the Lord has spoken to me. So I pray that this word, you will take it in, hear it, and let God activate it in your spirit so you can walk into it and get all that you need in the rest of this season that we are going through. The Lord gave me this scripture, this text, and it's John 5:29. And let's read this 1-9, I'm sorry, as John, the 5th chapter, 1-9. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bathsheba, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk that are blind, halt, and withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole. whosoever with whatever disease they had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying and knew that he had been down there for that long time, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man took up his bed and walked. And this happened on the Sabbath. And I want to share with you as quick as I can, because we have a small amount of time. It is never too late. You will survive. I want you to hold on to that word. As I share, I want you to remember that. It's never too late, no matter how old you are, no matter what season you're going through, no matter what's going on in your life, to your family, to your health, doesn't matter, it's never too late. I want to share with you something I have been going through that I can help you with. I was at home and I'm good watching the Discovery Channel and the History Channel. And I started watching about the caterpillar. And we all know about how a caterpillar is formed and how it comes out to be a butterfly. But there was something interesting about this, watching it, and how the caterpillar became the butterfly, the beauty. Because you're going to come from a state in your life and walking this way with Christ that you're going to feel like a caterpillar. You're going to feel like you're down in the dirt. People are walking on you, acting like you're not even there, stepping over you. But this is what the caterpillar has to go through. There's hard things in our lives that we have to suffer sometimes, and you're looking for help and you want somebody to say, hey, I'm over here. I need food. I need transportation. I need a home. I need a job. We go through these things, and it's like no one around us. It's like God blocks everybody off from seeing us, and we're laying here like this caterpillar, just laying dirt, feeding off of things that just aren't the best. But God has a plan for the caterpillar, just like he has a plan for you. Listen, there is something in the caterpillar that's inside of him that helps him develop and get to the point of the butterfly. What he does is within himself, just like God has things in us, within himself, he secretes enzymes. Those enzymes that are in him. Now remember, it's inside of him, just like there's things inside of you. These enzymes come out and they begin to crystallize in him. God has to crystallize and put him in a cocoon so that he can begin to be what God wants him to be. As he is in this crystallizing evolvement that's going on in his life, he's going to feel all alone like you feel now. All alone. Holidays are coming here, and you're going to feel like, wow, no one's coming over. I can't invite anybody because of the COVID that is going on. I'm feeling like I'm all by myself. But God got you in this cocoon on purpose. Them things that are inside of you, God is going to begin to develop and make them come out. While you're in the cocoon, you will begin to grow and develop. No one can come and touch that cocoon. You're going to be all alone, isolated, feeling like, oh my God, I'm despaired. Nobody wants me. I'm single. I'm by myself. You know, my husband may not be right there for me. My wife might not be there for me. My children aren't calling and taking care. No one is there. But let me tell you this. You have something inside of you, that enzyme that is anointed to help you grow and develop. No one can touch the cocoon but you. You begin to develop and grow muscles. You begin to grow wings and be able to push your way out. You are going, God is going to show you what's inside of you to push you out of that cocoon, because if someone else comes to give you legs to walk and talk and feed you, you won't know how to do it yourself. You'll never grow up mature in the spirit or in the natural if someone else comes and helps you. And a cocoon, when a butterfly is being developed, if you open that cocoon, it will die. You cannot die in this season. You must live. You must understand it's not too late, even though everything seems like it's over. You've been ostracized, pushed aside. They talk bad about you. They step all over top of you. But you got to know that God has made you for this season. You are going to be what God called you to be, from a caterpillar to a butterfly. God wants you to spread your wings and understand it is time for you to get up, just like the man at the pool. He was laying there their bones all broke up and could not get up, couldn't figure out what to do. He felt like all I'm going to do here now is die. Jesus comes walking by. Why did Jesus notice him? It was something down on the inside of him that was pulling and crying. The Bible says this, that God we serve is touched by the feelings of our infirmity. God already knows that you want to give up. God already knows that you want to turn your back. God already knows that you want to walk away and die. I can't carry this. It's too big. It's too much. He already knows. So Jesus asked him when he got there. He was getting ready to go against nature's force. For nature saying him, he was to die because he couldn't walk. All his bones was over. So Jesus says, do you want to be whole? He asked a very important question. To be whole is to be completely healed with nothing, no signs of ever being broken anywhere. He could have said, do you want to be healed? When someone just heals you, you just can get back up again. When I had surgery on my back, I was supposed to just stay on a walker and just get help going around. But God came and made me whole. He did more than heal. He made me whole because he knows it's not too late in my life as my age to continue ministry, to continue working, to continue to do the vision that he has placed inside of me. So with all that you have in you, you push your way out. There's an enzyme, anointed enzyme inside of you that is anointed for you to burst through the thing that got you hemmed up. It's never too late. You will survive regardless of what you are going through. God bless you. I pray this word has blessed you as it has blessed me. Thank you so much.
Hello everyone, my name is Andrea and I have the privilege to serve in the education department here at the Outlet. And I'm excited for what the Lord put on my heart to give to you today. So I have a couple questions before I get started. Have you ever been weighed down by the fear of not living up to expectations of others or yourself? Have you ever had these thoughts? How much longer do I have to wait for the promises of God to come to pass? Did I misunderstand the promises of God? And am I waiting for something that's never going to happen? We have all had times in our Christian experience where we question the validity of the promises of God as we experience a life that is a little slightly different from what we planned or thought it would be. And instead of entering into condemnation during those times, we can use this as an opportunity to develop real confidence. And as I'm speaking to you guys right now, I'm talking to myself because this is something that I had to go through and I'm currently going through right now. Entering into a season where I have received a new job, a promotion, something I have been praying for and really, really hoping for a long time, I experienced feelings of anxiety, fear, and doubt. And it was confusing to me because I thought I'd be happy, elated, celebrating the entire time. But I realized that when you leave what's familiar and comfortable for you, you realize just how much self-confidence you really had. And you realize how much you really did not trust God like you thought you did. And so it was that at that time where I really had to come to the Lord and ask him, like, why am I feeling like this when this is something that you promised and this is a reward that you had for me? And so I want you guys to turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 to 36. And before I get to those specific verses, I want to give a little bit of context and background for what was happening in Hebrews chapter 10. So the author is talking to newly converted Christians from the Jewish faith. And they suffered through the condemnation and the suffering that came with leaving the Jewish customs and coming into Christianity. However, they had lost their confidence in terms of God's promises. And they actually were considering going back to the old covenant. Even though they knew they were under a better covenant with better promises, they still wanted to go back to what was familiar and what was comfortable. And this is an important point here because, as I mentioned before, a lot of times familiarity and being comfortable brings about a false sense of confidence, which is really self-confidence. And what this self-confidence is a belief in your perceived ability to do enough good works to receive the promises of God. When we get to actually looking at verse 35 to 36, the author says, do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. This is the real confidence that the author is talking about. And this confidence is our assuredness of our right standing with God and his faithfulness, coupled with the endurance to maintain this stance despite what we see, hear, experience, or think. And that is not an easy thing to do, as we live in a world that constantly tries to pull us and pull our confidence into other things, worldly things, outside of what God and His promises and His faithfulness are. So I have a couple of quick tips, three things that can help us develop and maintain confident endurance. The first one is to pray. And when I say pray, I mean with unashamed honesty. A good place to look at an example of this prayer is Psalm 31, verses 10, 14 through 16. We're not going to go there for sake of time. But in those verses, David is gut-wrenched. He is utterly emptied of himself and completely vulnerable with the Lord. And looking at those verses honestly helped me be more vulnerable than I had ever been before with the Lord. As you spend time with God in prayer, ask Him to reveal those areas of your life where you have tried to turn to confidence. Accomplishments, money, people, achievements, these are actually confidence killers because they are poor substitutes of the confident endurance that we truly need. Second point is to obey, even when fulfillment seems far away. God's word is powerful, and even just reading it builds faith, as we see in Romans 10:17. But the real confident endurance that we need comes from applying the word. There is an understanding, belief, and confidence that can come only when we do what God tells us to do. I have an example in the natural. I remember being in high school and taking AP English, and shout out to my AP English teacher. But she made us do a lot of different things. We had to read over the summer. We had to do essay writing boot camps, or we had to write complete essays in under 40 minutes. And at the time, I didn't understand why it took all that. Like, I really didn't get it. But in the end, when the entire class received a 5 on that AP English exam, I knew and developed confidence in her ability and used those same practices to this very day. Whenever I have to write, I go back to those same principles that she taught me because I got the reward in the end. And so that's what happens when we obey the Lord. Next tip is to stay focused on Jesus. Hebrews 12:2 tells us that Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. And at the end of the day, what this all boils down to is that Jesus is our confidence. He has endured everything we have and more, yet He always obeyed God's will. Our future is tied to His future, and He will complete the good work that He started in you. So, as you pray, as you stay, and as you obey, you will begin to notice real confidence, that confident endurance begin to develop in your life. You'll begin to become content in the now while maintaining confident endurance in the not yet. And you'll begin to see yourself the way God sees you, saved, preserved, transformed, and sustained by His grace.
Hey everyone, I am Lawrence Henderson and I am your speaker for this short snippet of time. Have you ever, and I tried to think back at about a time that was so fixed in your life that there was emotion, it was toiling, there was struggling. No, me neither. I try to put those thoughts away. I try to put those stories away. But when we think about our lives and we think about the moments that transcended us and they caused us to really dig deep into who we really are, those to me are my defining moments. I've run from them. I've struggled with them. And I've come to figure out something about them. There are some ingredients that were consistent. And today, I want you to think about shifting from toiling, from struggling, from feeling pain, but having a mindset that says, this is usable. This is fuel for the things that God is calling me to. And so, there are three ingredients that I want to give you all today to talk through the things that have transitioned me from toiling, hustling, grinding to walking in purpose. So the first ingredient comes from Luke 24 and 27. Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning Himself. See, understanding your past is a platform for your future. And one of the things that I have to understand about myself is, it felt like this on a fateful night when I was listening and I was, my army buddies, we were always telling stories about once upon a time And I'm thinking about one buddy in particular, and he was like, always says, the fish is this big. But what about when you got to tell that truth? That past story that people know the details to. The one that may cause you a little anxiety to say out loud. Well, if you don't recall what that actual story was, the actual details of what happened in that story, you won't be able to stand upon what that past looked like for you and turn it into a platform. And you'll want to run from it. But again, that's your material. That's what you need. And guess what? That's the stuff that makes you uniquely qualified. The stuff that you went through to get you to where you are today. Ingredient number two. My present is a gift and a resource to help me through my shift. 2 Timothy 3:14. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from who you learned it. See, in this season of life, if it hasn't taught us anything, you need to keep your eyes focused and keep the main thing the main thing. And so when I think about this picture of discouragement, I know you may have seen the meme. This guy is he's digging for diamonds. And right before he gets through, he turns around. How many of us have turned around just before that breakthrough? And so I'm thinking about when I've turned around in my life, and I think back about people who have spoken over my life, and I recall those things that they said to me. And one in particular, Elder Glenn Walter from Church of Christ of the Apostolic Faith back in Columbus, Ohio. At 17 years old, young Thundercat Lawrence Henderson was full of himself. But Elder Walter said something to me. He said, Lawrence, he said, your future is going to be determined by a decision, either to lead, to provide impact for the kingdom, or go the other way. 17 years old. And at the time, I'm thinking he just being an elder, he just being, he pontificating and trying to speak things over my life. And he, there was really no context. But what's happened over the series of years in my life, God's beginning to add color to what was a black and white story. And the decisions I've made up to this point have caused me to muster up energy to be all that has been placed inside of me. And that story he said about choose. I needed to choose and decide to be present, to be available, and to own my story and walk in that greatness that God has called us all into. That puts me on ingredient number three. My future is fixed through Christ. 2 Timothy 3:15 through 17. And how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Verse 16 says, all scripture is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Verse 17, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. I used to laugh when I used to look at myself back in the day and where I am today. The future was already set for me. And when I really look back at it, I was the one that was removing myself and disqualifying myself from the true story that was already written. That breathed part, that Jesus, he breathed. That's an ED on the end of that. And for all of my grammar folks out there, to include my educator wife, that means it was done. It's happened. And so stop placing words over your life that are contrary to the truth that was already spoken. That ingredient number three, you're fixed. When we put our love, we put our energy, we put our faith in Christ, it's done. It's complete. Like him on the cross, it's finished. So you are a complete work. You're not trying to get whole. You are whole. You just have to see yourself correctly. And so today, as you look in that mirror and as you think over these three ingredients, understand that you have what you need to be in Christ to operate through this life. And so be encouraged, be strengthened, because not only I love you, but God loves you most of all. Thank you, and continue to press in.
Listen, my heart was encouraged today. every single speaker spoke a nugget of wisdom that I am going to take with me throughout not only the rest of this weekend, but really
2021
honestly,
for me.
Listen,
good stuff.
You all have immensely blessed us. And so right now we're going to receive today's offerings. And there's three ways that you can partner with us financially. The first one is you can give by texting the number 73256 and the letters TOC. Or you can give online to theoutletcommunity.com/give. And our brand new and exciting way to give, you can actually Zelle the Outlet Community by email. It's give@theoutletcommunity.com. Or you can use our number, which is 770-865-5605. And give by Zelle. We want to make giving simple, easy, and effective because as we're carrying out the work of the ministry, you are playing a vital part in us being able to do just that.
Absolutely. We've just been doing so much stuff behind the scenes, and you know, we've been highlighting it where we can, but y'all, the outlet has been so generous, and we are so grateful to have a support of family and friends around us in a community like you.
So we have two more projects that are coming up. The first one is we're sponsoring a child for Christmas. We believe that 125 children in the Summer Hill neighborhood and surrounding areas who otherwise wouldn't have a special Christmas, not only will they have a special Christmas, but their families will have a special Christmas because each child that you sponsor, they also get a gift to give to their family so that the gift of sharing the love of God is being able to be seen not only in the child's life, but in the family's life. And if you want to partner with us over and above your tithes and offering, you can do so by giving. And in the designated area, look for Christmas sponsorship. Christmas sponsorship. And we believe just with our friends, with our partners, with our members, that we are going to be able to do something significant in the neighborhood that we serve. Also, we're getting ready for December 20th, which is just our Compassion in Action, where we're going to be hitting the streets of Atlanta, giving personal hygiene products. And so if you're someone who, you know, wants to participate with that and you want to give financially to help us to get the materials, you can do that as well, just in the missions.
Or you can even donate old stuff. So if you have, like, ladies, old purses, old bags, old, like, you know, things laying around. All that, we will definitely welcome those too. Yeah.
And that will be taking place on Sunday, December 20th. But this is just highlighting just a few of the things that you all have been a part of with your giving. And we love you all so much. And so as we have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, just know God is with you. He is for you. And we can't wait to see you next time here at The Outlet. God bless.